Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Surfshark VPN. Click on the link down below for further information.
Don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
Just keeps getting better.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, yeah. And yep. Welcome back to MAP, the Mad About Pop Culture podcast, where we talk all things movies, TV shows, music, comic books, anything pop culture, you name it, we'll talk about it. Joining me today is Squishy Josh. Oh, wait, hold on.
Nah, mate.
Where is Josh?
Yeah. Where is he, eh?
Where is he?
Man, he's like one third of the podcast. Where is he?
He is. Is a third of the podcast. Now that just ruins my intro now. Like, you know, like rounding up the triangle. Like, we can't be a triangle
anymore. Can't round up the triangle, especially when there's only two sides.
So joining me today is... Oh, sorry, I'm your host, Sega Singh. So I went way too ahead without introducing myself. Joining me today is from TD Project... Mr. Tempo himself, Lawrence.
Yeah, that's me, hey.
That's a thing now, isn't it?
Oh. Now, it's kind of like the Monty Hall problem now. You ever heard of that one?
Isn't that the... what's behind door A, B, and C?
Yeah.
No, what's that one?
The three doors, and then
the
you three lose
doors.
A door.
And it's then like, you have a...
Yeah, now Josh is gone. Same thing.
Same thing, but 33% less effective...
Yeah, something like that.
So then We have to pick up the remaining 33%.
You have to pick the other door.
Yeah. That's the one. Man.
See what happens when Josh isn't around.
I know. We go off the rails, mate.
Well, we weren't on them to begin with.
And we were never on those rails.
Yeah. Off your proverbial tits, mate.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I have to put that down as explicit or not. So
nah. It's not explicit.
That's what I mean. Like, some people put like explicit on their thing and then all they say is like just like bitch, and it's like, okay.
And we haven't even said the F word yet, so I think we're cool.
I've dropped it, but I've cut it out, so...
Yeah.
So, that's all right. Like, you don't hear it, but,
We're good.
Bringing it back too quickly, just a quick story. Just bringing it back onto that, the word bitch, right? So...
Yeah.
So, growing up, we were always told that word was bad. Like, always.
Yeah.
Whoever said it, it's bad. Don't say it. And then one time we went to get a dog, and the lady that, like, the breeder. This is, you know where I go with this. So, yeah, yeah, anyways,
no,
when
you're
so,
a kid, man.
No. So, mind you, I think I'm in my teen years, right?
Oh, okay, well, you got that far. All right.
I got a little bit further, but I still didn't know. Like, I was like oblivion, right? So, yeah. I was like, okay, that's a swear word. It's a swear word. Don't say it in front of your family and especially in front of your, like, siblings and stuff. So, don't say it. So, anyway, so we went to go pick up. My mum saw this Pomeranian, and there was a breeder, like a purebred breeder, around the corner from where we used to live. And then when we went to go pick up the dog, they had two males and a female.
Yeah.
And we said, we want the female. And then we're like, my mom was like, oh, yeah, the owner brings out the dogs. And we're like, oh, yeah, let's go with the female because it had a lighter coat. So we're like, yeah, cool. And she's like, oh, this is the father. This is the stud. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. I wait till you see the bitch. And I was like, oh, what? Honest to God, we were like speechless. We're like, yeah, the bitch with the thing. And I was like, what do I do?
Mom!
Mom, she swore! She said a swear word! But yeah, no. A true story, man. Honest to God. Like, because we had no idea. Like,
yeah, no. That's good.
I literally, like, I was staring at my mom, and my mom, like, I was looking back at my sister and looking back at my mom, and like, is she. Did she just call us a bitch? Like, but yeah, that's why I was like, that's why every time I hear it, I just go, oh, like, oh. It just, like, especially flashback. When someone's talking, yeah, no, especially when someone's talking about a dog, they just casually, like, drop it in, and it's just like,
I feel like only dog breeders say the word like that. Like, no one else ever uses it like that.
Yeah. Like, you know how we use this? Like, you know how the Aussies use the C word quite a lot? So,
yeah,
like, I think we get a pass because it's just in our vocabulary by now.
Yeah, I think it's a pass based on the context of how you're saying it.
Yeah. Like, you can say g'day, C, and then, and it won't mean anything. You'll just be like, yeah, mate and stuff. But like,
yeah,
like same with dog breeders.
What a sick one.
Yeah, exactly. Like with dog breeders, it's just like, yeah.
Like
it's just that natural to them. So yeah, mate, how's your week been?
Yeah.
So far.
Nah, it's been all right. It's been smashing out. What's that game we bought? Left 4 Dead 3.
Left 4 Dead.
Die Hard with a Vengeance. Back for blood.
I'm
slowly actually getting better.
I'm actually gonna be playing that tomorrow. So, because I've been watching that guy that you sent the video of.
Yeah, what's his name? Swing Point.
Swing Point or something. Yeah. So, man, some really like good that. Tips.
Guys,
really
if good you're tips, into Back for Blood, watch that guy's channel. watched. I'm sure he's got other games on there, but we've just been watching his Back 4 Blood videos.
Yeah, I know. For some reason, I don't know why. Have you seen his nightmare run on the boat?
No, I haven't seen his nightmare runs.
Oh my god, you should see his nightmare run on the boat. It's like us, like we have more difficulty on recruit than he does in nightmare. He breezes through, and I'm just like, what? What? How? How?
Yeah, how is that possible? He gives all these tips for nightmare mode, and then I try them on recruit, and I just get like swamped immediately.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone's 360 surround me. Left, right, good night. I'm down.
Left, right, good night. Trademark.
Actually, I want to bring up just one of the videos I saw. He made this because you got the decks, right? And you use the cards. He made this deck build for the medic. He wasn't playing Doc. He was playing some other character, but it was a medic build.
Was it the speed one? The speed and medic together.
It was more efficient. Instead of healing his teammates, it was more efficient to just have them go down and then he revives them.
Because
he revives them in like a second. It was just like,
They went down this like hole or something, and
need to get up.
That's Act 4. That's like way past that. We're still on 1.
Yeah, I finally got like past 1 today.
I think we're on like 1 part 3. I think that's where we're going to start off from when we play again. We'll play again. I think
I've got some banger cards now.
Yeah. Does your cards get carried over into online?
Yeah, they should. Anything you earn online.
Yep.
Just use for whatever, and that includes private matches and stuff. But you can't earn stuff if you're playing solo by yourself, like offline.
So you've just been playing online with...
So I've been playing online with randoms.
So then when you do that, whatever cards you've unlocked, you keep, keep them. And build your deck that way.
Man, some of the online people, man. Absolute war.
Yeah?
Just good, bad, everything. It's a real...
In between. It's just everything in between.
What's the pot luck when you get on
there? Oh, yeah. No. That's same with... I wouldn't say Call of Duty, but like it's I wouldn't say Call of Duty's potluck. Call of Duty is basically like you can get clans against clans, so
yeah.
So that's not potluck or anything like that. But I'm definitely
Josh missed out because I once played a session. There were two people in this group on mics. They were both Filipino and were just speaking Filipino the whole time. I only understood like every tenth word. I'm like, give me some English instructions. What are you going on about?
Oh man. Anyway, so let's get on to the main topic. One second.
Oh yeah, main topic.
Main topic.
Man, what are you eating?
You know the bluebell cheese, whatever they call it.
Oh, a miniature cheese wheel.
Yeah.
Hectic. Cheese is one of my favorite vegetables.
Talking about cheese.
Cheese.
Cheese, mate.
Wait, what was the topic?
Mate, the topic is.
I don't know if you want to play that. Aren't we going to get flagged for copyright?
Not really, unless we, like, talk over the top of it.
Yeah, so we got to keep talking.
What a love for Christmas. There is just what... Okay, anyways, I've had enough. So, yeah, guys, the topic today is Christmas. Mainly Christmas movies and what is a Christmas movie?
I thought we were just going to talk about Mariah Carey for 2 hours.
I mean, we can, but do we have enough to talk about for 2 hours with her? I've got about like 5 minutes worth of things to talk about her, which is
she got that one song, hey, about Christmas.
And that's about it.
Cool, all right. I'll see you next week, mate.
That's it, done, see ya. And that's been Map the Mad... No, I'm just... so yeah, today...
Who's our sponsor?
Oh yeah, sponsor. Shout out to Surfshark for sponsoring today's episode. Guys, if you're ever in need of a VPN, And if you ever were on Netflix and wanted to watch a TV show or a movie, and then all of a sudden you go back onto it and it's not there anymore, well, with Surfshark's VPN, you can actually change your locations to different locations. Like, for example, like if you live in Australia, you can change it to the United States. And then sometimes they might have TV shows and movies that we don't have. So it is, so then once you change your location with the VPN, you'll be able to access those TV shows and movies that we don't have access to in Australia. And also on top of that, if you have a mate in the US, if you guys are living in Australia, if you have a mate in the US, you can get HBO Max with VPN. Ooh. Yeah. But you have to have a, yeah, that's what I mean. If you have a mate, you have to use the, like if he's got an account, that's all good. You can use his login. But if you change your VPN location to the United States, you can still access the HBO Max. So
cool.
That's one thing to keep in mind. And of course, you know, the protection's there as well, so you don't get anyone creeping on what you're doing, you know. It's like you want to keep that private. And you don't want to get those ads popping up on your socials and stuff, you know. You've been looking at shoes. Oh, here's a new pair of shoes. No, you don't want those kind of ads. So Surfshark, the good thing about Surfshark is they have unlimited devices. So especially good for families with large number of families, a larger family, like with more than five people. So unlimited devices, you can put them on multiple devices and everything. And the cool thing about it comes with an antivirus protection as well. So guys, check out Surfshark. The link's down below. Click on the link for further information, and T's and C's apply. On with the show.
What a mad seamless segue transition into that, mate. Oh, that was well done. Improvised and everything.
Improvisation. I should do comedy.
Well, you should start a podcast.
Oh, shouldn't I?
I just want a side note into a public service announcement about VPNs, though. I still encourage everyone to get a VPN, especially Surfshark.
Surfshark.
So you might find this funny. VPNs sometimes cause problems for my work. So I work in the call center for the betting company. And it's a government regulation that the people using our app have to be in Australia or New Zealand. You're not allowed to be overseas and using the app. Mm-hmm. So every now and then, accounts get frozen, like they're flagged, because people are caught using their account overseas. But like 95% of the time, it's just people using a VPN and they forgot to switch it off.
Like, they forgot to change the location and stuff. So
the phone call is usually like, oh, we have reason to believe you're not in the country. So either you're either not in the country or you're using a VPN. And like 95% of the time it's, oh yeah, I left my VPN on. So guys, if you're ever using like location sensitive apps, like gambling apps, be mindful of that, eh?
make sure your location's set back to
Australia. Need to turn that off every now and then.
Anyways, on with the show. So like we said, today's episode is going to be all about Christmas. So we're going to be talking about Christmas movies, like our top Christmas movies in particular. But Lawrence, let me ask you a question. What is a Christmas movie?
Well, thank you for asking, because I'm quite a bit opinionated about this, like many other things.
Hence the question.
this topic comes up every year. And there's always like full-blown Facebook arguments about it, like what is a Christmas movie? And I think like the biggest example of this, where I'm going with this, is Die Hard. Everyone's like, oh, Die Hard's the best Christmas movie ever. Die Hard's a
Christmas movie, yeah.
Like I used to say that jokingly, like, oh yeah, Die Hard's my favorite Christmas movie.
But people take that seriously.
But people take it way too seriously, and like, and the logic they apply to Die Hard then transfers over to other movies, like. Like, there's a post going around now that the Harry Potter movies are great Christmas movies.
Yeah, because isn't, like, one or two of them set during Christmas?
Yeah, because, like...
But I think the first one was set during
Christmas. Each Harry Potter story is set over a year. So if you're going to have a story that's set over a year, of course you're going to have a Christmas period in that story. And that doesn't make it a Christmas movie, mate.
No.
Like, you can't just have Christmas in your movie for 10 minutes and it's a Christmas movie. But that being said, Die Hard is set at Christmas, but I don't think it's a Christmas movie. I think there's like key factors that we need to look at with this. Because there's a difference between a Christmas movie and a movie that's just set at Christmas.
During Christmas, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so then what would you define, like, give us an example. So you gave us an example of a movie that's set during Christmas. What's a movie that you would say is typically a Christmas movie that you would, if anybody says, you go, yep, that's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, so before I elaborate further, straight off the bat, stereotypical Christmas movies, The Santa Claus, Polar Express, 100%.
Yep,
The Grinch,
Elf.
What's that classic one, Miracle on 34th Street?
I got one for you. Do you remember The Christmas Pudding?
No. Oh, yes, that's that weird animated one.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I know. I don't remember it. I just got flashes of it. It's that
he used to play on ABC. It's an
Australian one, isn't it?
Yeah. He used to play on ABC. A weird one. Yeah. Like back in the day, like when you had Christmas, like that's the during Christmas time back in here in Australia, we used to have a movie called the Christmas Pudding. Oh, The Magic Pudding, I think.
It was The Magic Pudding.
The Magic pudding. Yeah, but it was...
Yeah.
It was a Christmas pudding, but it was called The Magic Pudding. So they used to play always during Christmas.
Yeah, ABC Kids.
ABC Kids all the time would always show it on Christmas Day. I know. I thought I might as well just throw... Holy crap.
Was it Australian or was it American?
No, Sam Neill.
Oh, it has to be Australian.
Sam Neill, Jeffrey Rush, Tony Collette, Hugo Weaving... How many more Aussies do you want to name?
All classic Aussies, yeah. It's an Australian thing.
Yeah, it's an Australian thing. Yeah, that Magic Pudding was a weird one. Cause
we should watch that.
We should do a watch-along for that.
We'll watch-along.
Oh my god, that would be so... Maybe we can
even find it. Is it on YouTube? We'll find it.
We'll find it somewhere. But anyways, yeah, continue. Yeah, you were saying.
Okay, so this is how I define a Christmas movie, right?
Yeah.
It all comes down to the setting. And the setting is Christmas. But then I break that down into two parts. So the first part is the whole movie, or at least the vast majority of the movie, has to be set at Christmas time. If you have a movie that's an hour and a half, 2 hours long, and you have 15 minutes of Christmas in that movie, it's not a Christmas movie.
Nah.
Like the vast majority, or at least the whole, like to me, the whole movie, or at least the vast majority, should be at Christmas. I think that's fair, right?
So sort of like a you know, you have your December 23rd, December 24th, December 25th
kind of. Like that span, Christmas period.
Yeah.
Like mid to late December.
Yeah, I wouldn't say like a short Merry Christmas is doesn't count as a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
But if it's something set during that time and it actually sets up towards Christmas, then
yeah. I would classify like that. Even the period before Christmas leading into Christmas, like I would count that.
Yeah, I'll count that as well.
Yeah.
100%.
So that's the first part, right? Yeah. And the second part is, if you were to change the setting to any time period other than Christmas and the movie still makes sense, it's not a Christmas movie.
True.
I think that's the big factor.
True.
So
true.
Take the Santa Claus, right?
That would not work outside of like Christmas at all.
Not the Santa Claus, but the Tim Allen movie.
Tim Allen movie, yeah.
Yeah, if that movie was set in a period other than Christmas, it would not make sense. It doesn't work.
No.
Same with the Polar Express, the Grinch. Those movies would not work if you change the setting to any other time of year.
No, because but take
Die Hard, right?
Yeah.
The biggest non-Christmas Christmas movie. It's set on Christmas. But if you change that period to any time the other year, like any other time of the year, it would still work. They're having a Christmas party, but they could very easily change that to a Halloween party, end of financial year party, the boss's birthday. It could be any other office party, and that movie would still work.
Okay, I got. I want to ask you something. I don't know if you've seen this movie. It's called Office Party.
Yes.
Okay. What would you classify that as?
Oh.
That's a bit of a tricky one because they do an end of year Christmas party, and the whole movie is about that Christmas.
See, for
party.
Me, I would still use the logic I just used for Die Hard for that movie.
Yep.
It's not a Christmas movie. Yes, it's set at a Christmas party. It's set at their end of year party.
Yep.
But you could very easily turn that into a let's celebrate end of financial year, June 30th. Let's have a party. Because a lot of companies do that.
Even New Year's, yeah.
Yeah, it could have been a New Year's party. If that big blowout could have been at any other time, and it would still work.
Yeah.
So, like, I think that's the key definition here. Does the movie still work if it's not a Christmas?
Yeah. I just got a message from Josh. He's like, I reckon you guys should have done Christmas movies. I don't think I have much to add on the topic. The guy's never watched a Christmas movie in his life. Too late.
Yeah. We should have just got him in area. Just so he's going, yes.
No.
What's your take, Josh?
Yep. I'll get a soundbite.
Yeah, I'll get a soundbite. Like the digital equivalent of a cardboard cutout for Josh. Yeah. We need to buy one of those, by the way.
I know. So whenever we go somewhere, we can take him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay. So office party, you wouldn't classify.
I wouldn't count that as a Christmas movie.
Okay. Okay. Let's break it up. Let's throw out movies and see if we classify them as Christmas movies or non-Christmas movies. But like besides the obvious ones, like Santa Claus trilogy, like that's obvious. Like Santa Claus trilogy, Elf, Grinch, Polar Express, Arthur Christmas.
Another one would be Home Alone.
Okay. Yep.
Set at Christmas, but I feel that would very easily work if it wasn't set at Christmas.
Oh, definitely. Let's family vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. 100%. Home Alone is not a Christmas movie.
However, there is one I've been sitting on the fence, right? About, yep. Like, because I've made up this definition and I've been trying to, like...
Justify it?
Put the movies I know in boxes, yep. Like, according to that. The one I'm on the fence about is Love Actually.
Doesn't that... Yeah, true.
Would Love Actually work if it wasn't set at Christmas? If it was set at any other time of the year? What do you reckon?
I don't think so. I think it has to work during Christmas.
Like, does it being at Christmas, like, make it that bit extra?
I think it does. I think just due to the, like, the season, like, yeah. Due to the occasion, it makes it, like... Because if you think about it...
Airports are busy and people buy each other gifts and they have that nativity play.
But what's the next biggest holiday that you can think of that does something similar to that? Like, nothing.
Nothing
to that extent, right?
I think we would make that a Christmas movie.
Yeah, we can count that as a Christmas movie. Yeah. And then there was a new one on Netflix that just came out. I forgot what it's called. I think it's like Love Hard or Love Something. Love Hard. That's set during Christmas. I don't know if you've seen that one yet.
No, not yet.
Okay, so we won't go through that one. Again, wouldn't classify it as a Christmas movie, but has some elements, but I would still say that's not a Christmas movie.
Yeah. So would you say the definition I came up with, that pretty much narrows it down
what
a Christmas movie should be?
Yeah, definitely, 100%, narrow it down. Yeah,
so everyone going on about how Die Hard and Harry Potter are Christmas movies.
I have no idea about the Harry Potter thing, man.
Harry Potter is...
That's the first time I'm hearing it. Like, you've told me for the first time I've...
Go onto Facebook in the next couple of days. You'll probably see that post.
I'll probably see it somewhere.
Yeah.
So I sent a list today. I think it was the top... What was it? The
best, top 40.
Top 40 or 65?
Oh, yeah, so I went through
whatever
that list.
Wait, let me find that list.
I don't know half
again.
Those movies.
me neither, but...
And then of the half movies I do know, 2/3 of them don't fit my Christmas movie definition. Die Hard was number 8.
Yeah. What the hell? That's a bit of a weird one.
So to me, that list is a write-off.
that's definitely a write-off. So... Okay, yeah, I don't know.
This is the definitive answer.
Have you seen Last Christmas?
No, what's that about? Is it about Christmas?
It's not about Christmas. It's a love story set during Christmas that could work. That could work outside as well.
Yeah, so it's like the plot is so generic enough.
It could work outside. Yeah. It happened to be during Christmas. But again, it's sort of like a Love Actually kind of.
Ooh, okay.
That's what I mean. It's a bit of a...
Yeah. So there's going to be a couple of films where we're like, not too sure. But I think we've divided most of them into the one or the other box.
Okay, you know what? It's definitely not a Christmas movie. Daddy's Home.
Yep.
Part one and two. They're both not Christmas movies.
All right, movies.
However, good movies, but however, not a Christmas movie.
Yeah. So what's some other ones that you've heard then that aren't you don't think are Christmas movies, but people say they are?
Today's episode is brought to you by Surfshark VPN. Click on the link down below for further information. It's just been like Die Hard and stuff. And
it's mainly just Die Hard, eh?
Oh, Gremlins. What would you say? Would you say Gremlins?
Haven't seen it. Only know of the Gremlins.
I know of it, but apparently that's during Christmas as well.
Yeah, but what... From, like, the summary that I know of it, I feel like it probably could work if it wasn't at Christmas. But I may be wrong, because I haven't seen the movie, so I can't 100% give that opinion properly.
Yeah. That's the one. What is this another one?
Someone said the Lord of the Rings movies should be Christmas movies. Because it has elves in it. How's that for Christmas?
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Well, I don't know how you feel about that one.
Yeah, sure. Let's just throw it in as a Christmas.
Yeah. It's got elves.
Yeah, why not? I'm just going through this list, just trying to see what else there is. I love the Santa movie. Not Tim Allen Santa movies. Bad Santa.
Bad Santa.
Oh my god, that is so good.
Yeah,
that is so good. That's definitely.
You call that a Christmas movie? Oh, it's not 100%. A kids' Christmas movie.
It's not a kids' one. Definitely.
It's not the stereotypical Christmas movie, but no. I think we could call it a Christmas movie.
Oh yeah, 100%. So I just typed up Christmas movie, and I'm just looking at this, like what Google has brought out. And I'm just like, really? Like, again, there's like... again, there's like things like Last Christmas, like I said. The Holiday, apparently that's a Christmas one.
Yeah, because The Holiday is Christmas.
It's Christmas, yeah. The
That's the big M. Night Shyamalan plot twist.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? M. Night Shyamalan.
Shyamalan.
Oh my god, okay, Christmas drama, and the first thing that comes up is Die Hard. Come on. God,
it's not a Christmas movie.
Come on.
One of my favourite action movies of all time, though. I think it's the best in the series.
The first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first one's always the best one.
That being said, everyone carries on about how Die Hard is a Christmas movie, but no one ever talks about then how Die Hard 2 also has the same logic.
Yeah, exactly.
It's set at the same time next year. But no one ever talks about Die Hard 2.
Yeah, but then there's like... it's only Die Hard, not Die Hard 2.
Die Hard 2, Die Harder.
Die Hard 2, Die Harder.
What was it called? Every Die Hard sequel had some ridiculous name.
What was number 2, Die Hard with a Vengeance? No, that was...
No, that was 3.
That was 3.
I was joking, but I think Die Hard 2 actually was called Die Harder.
Wait, hold on. I have to look this up now.
Yeah, so it's Die Hard, Die Harder, Die Hard for Vengeance, Live Free and Die Hard, or something like that.
Oh yeah, it says Die Harder. What the hell?
It actually was called that.
It is actually called Die Harder.
Yeah. I was joking when I said it, but yeah.
Oh my god.
I think you would like to read that list of the Die Hard movies while we're on it.
Okay, hold on, let me bring it up.
Yeah, because I know the Fast and Furious franchise is running out of name ideas, so maybe they can take some inspiration from this franchise.
Okay, hold on, here we go, Die Hard film series. So we have Die Hard, then Die Hard 2.
Die
Harder. Die Hard with a Vengeance. Live Free or Die Hard. What the hell?
Yeah, Live Free or Die Hard.
A Good Day to Die Hard. Wasn't he making another one? I swear to God.
I thought there was a sixth one. I stopped caring after a while.
Me neither. After the fourth one,
I just stopped caring.
First two were good.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, what the hell happened?
Number four was just like, mate.
What are you doing? Three was okay, because three had, what's his name in it? Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah.
The fourth Die Hard movie was basically the fifth Fast and Furious movie, like in terms of movie for the respective franchise.
That one had, what's his name
just
in it?
Just went way too nuts.
That had that guy from Dodgeball.
Justin Long.
That's it. That's the one. Yeah. Wasn't he like some kind of hacker?
He is the Ludacris of the Die Hard franchise.
God. That's the title of the show. He is the Ludacris of the Die Hard franchise.
So it's like Christmas movies.
All right, let's go. Let's talk about our favorite Christmas movies. Okay, you can kick it off, man.
Favorite Christmas movie? Okay.
What's your number
favorite
one?
Christmas movie?
Oh, okay. Let's go top three.
Oh, I don't have a top three. I only got one that stands out.
Okay, what's your number one?
Jingle All the Way. I'm not saying it's the best Christmas movie, but it's my personal favourite Christmas movie. And 90% because it's got Arnold Schwarzenegger in it.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking. I'm like, it has to be that. Oh my God. Oh my God.
If you replaced Arnold Schwarzenegger with like any other drama actor.
It won't work. It would not work.
I think you may have gotten away with it if you put Sylvester Stallone there. But no, nah, Arnold Schwarzenegger is what makes that movie.
Yeah, it's
anyone else just wouldn't do it. And that's why I like that movie. I just like Arnold Schwarzenegger as an actor.
All the Way. Oh, wow.
Come on.
he's actually pretty cool. I like...
If you break down the movie, he's like a really bad parent and the kid's a wanker. Yeah. But... Overall,
good movie.
Yeah,
that reminds me of Santa Claus 2, I think Tim Allen's one, where he turns out to be a douchebag because he turns out to be like his son. Like his son was a douchebag, and then
the big plot is like, oh, your son's on the naughty list.
Yeah, your son's on the naughty list and shit, and then and the third one.
Check that twice.
The third one, they replace him with a robot.
Yeah, the robot from Futurama.
Yeah.
Seriously, did they replace him? Was that the plot of the third one? I haven't seen it. Did they try to like make Christmas more efficient by replacing him?
Yeah, because he's become too old, apparently.
That was like... What's that other movie? Fred Claus. So Fred Claus is the brother of Santa Claus. I forget what...
That's with Vince Vaughn, isn't it? Yeah.
He goes to visit Paul Giamatti in the North Pole.
Yeah.
And then... What's that big actor's name? He's the efficiency expert. Kevin something.
Kevin Hart.
No, not Kevin Hart.
Wait,
Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey is the... Kevin Hart. Kevin Spacey, man. He's the efficiency expert, and he tries to get the North Pole shut down because he reckons it'd be more efficient if Santa wasn't, like, in charge of it.
I remember that. I haven't seen that in a while. wasn't Justin Long in it as well?
Man, that's Live Free or Die Hard. Go hard or go home.
It had Ludacris in it as well.
No. Man, what Christmas movie are you watching?
Fred Claus had Ludacris.
Did it?
I'm pretty sure it did. Am I being like really racist right now and thinking just...
Yeah, probably. Yeah, there was like one black guy in that one movie.
One black guy. It's ludicrous.
There's a Kevin in that movie. Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart.
Actually, I will name another Christmas movie. So yeah. my top non Schwarzenegger Christmas movie. Elf, Will Ferrell.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was my
That's
number.
A banger.
That's a number two for me.
It's a banger. All right.
That's a number two for
you
me.
You name one. What should we talk about Elf for a bit?
Let's talk about Elf. Let's talk about Elf. I love Elf. Elf is... Oh my god. Elf Will just Ferrell. works on so many levels. So many different levels. Yeah. It just... Oh man. Like, I haven't told you. Like, my go-to movie, if I ever need to just have a laugh, if I'm ever, like... You know how you ever in that mood where you just want to watch something to cheer you up? My go-to movie, it's not Elf, but it's got Will Ferrell in it. It's The Other Guys.
Ah, yeah, the cop movie.
The cop movie. That's my go-to movie because it is so random and so funny as well at the same time. And Elf is like exactly the same thing. And I'm just like, oh my God, this is the best thing
ever.
It's just a
PG version of Will Ferrell's humor.
Yeah, exactly. And I love one of the...
Humor's the same.
Yeah, I love one of the scenes. Buddy, what's Buddy good at? You're good at changing light bulbs because we can't reach.
Oh, that scene triggered me. I think I told you this in another podcast.
No, you haven't. Well, why?
I've told someone in something we're recording.
Yeah.
Yeah, because after he says they change, the other thing they say he's good at is changing the batteries and the fire alarms.
Yeah.
And then
the other elf's like,
triple A's. And I'm like, mate. No, fire alarm uses AAA batteries. They're all the 9-volt ones, the square ones.
Yeah, the D9s, whatever they're called. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what special North Pole fire alarms are you using? AAA batteries. Get out of here. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, that elf probably doesn't even know what battery's going there because he can't reach it. He's never had a look.
Yeah, so he's just throwing out.
Just assumes.
No, because all the toys that they make probably use AAA batteries. So.
Yeah, AAAs.
So they're thinking, oh yeah, might as well. Yeah. Just use triple A's over there.
Yeah. So,
but that movie was just cracker. I love that movie. That was
a banger movie.
Just a great movie. What's his name? That guy, the one that plays the manager. I forget his name.
Nah.
hold on. You know who I'm talking about, right? The manager.
No, I'm having a mind blank now.
The manager from the store,
Yeah.
The black guy. That's the only way I can say it.
Ludacris.
Yeah, that one. No. Farzan Love. The big dude. When he's like, all right, everybody, get ready. Santa's coming tomorrow. And he's like, Santa!
Oh yeah, I remember now.
Yeah. Okay, so apparently that role was meant to be played by someone else.
Yeah.
I forgot who it was, but it was meant to. I think it was meant to be played by a female, and that's why his name in the movie is Claudia. Like he uses the name badge Claudia because they couldn't be bothered changing it.
Oh, they didn't fix it. Oh,
they didn't
nice.
Fix it. So hold on, Elf manager.
You know what's good to do? When you're at the mall and you see the Santa mall, the mall Santas?
Yeah, yeah.
And then kids are lining up and you just yell out, Santa! Jay's all the kids up.
Not Self. Well, I forgot who it was. They had someone else and then he came in and played it because they couldn't get the actor.
Yeah.
They couldn't get the other actor that's... hold on, here we go. I'll get it. I'm just looking it up. Oh my god, yes. Today's episode is brought to you by Surfshark VPN. Click on the link down below for further information.
What do you type into Bing?
So they wanted to get Wanda Sykes to play the manager.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
But they couldn't get her, so they got him. And so
I know Wanda Sykes.
And so then the name badge was Wanda. They didn't change it, so... It was like a last minute thing.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It worked out.
It worked out well. So that's a good one. My favorite one is it was Elf for a while, but then this took it just because I love the story of it. It's it's the Christmas Chronicles. Netflix one.
Been meaning to watch that, yeah. Looks good. I haven't actually gone around with it.
It's really good. It's really good. I really enjoyed that movie. Kurt Russell, amazing. Amazing Santa Claus.
I think I've seen like a few minutes of it. It was like, you know those parties you're at and then like they just have the TV on?
But you just can't running? Really watch TV.
Because you're at a party. It's like I've seen a couple minutes of it there. And I'm like, I should check it out. It seems all right.
No, Christmas Chronicles 1 and 2. But number
second one.
There's two of them already. They're both on Netflix, but the first one's the better one.
Oh, yeah.
First one definitely is the better one. And then my number three is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, the Lampoon movies. Should give all of those another go, hey?
Definitely. That's a Christmas movie for sure, because that won't work outside of Christmas. Because it won't. But yeah, the National Lampoon's Christmas, that was a banger of a movie.
National Lampoon's. Haven't heard that in ages.
Yeah. Another good Christmas movie, and again, I think it's on Netflix, is called Noel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So...
Actually, no. I got mixed up before. It wasn't Christmas Chronicles that was playing randomly at that party. It was Noel.
Yeah.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Noel is, that's a good one as well.
Yeah, that's the one with Pitch Perfect in it.
Yep,
that's the one. What's her face?
Anna Kendrick.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Definitely a good, great Christmas. I think it's on Disney. If I'm not mistaken, on Disney. But,
somewhere.
It's a different storyline, but like, it's got Bill Hader in it, and it's really good. It's a funny movie.
It's something like she's Santa's kid, right?
So Santa's retired.
Yeah.
And so the next person has to step up, and so the next person is the son, clearly, because, you know, they go, it's again, they're like following the tradition of Santa's always been a male.
So what if the girl took over?
Yeah, but it's yeah, more nice. Like okay. It's more like the only reason she took over was is because this guy, the son, had no clue about it and didn't want to do it.
Please. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the only reason. But she was so invested in it that she wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And so they're just that's like, cool. Yeah, cool, you're the next one. So the funny thing is, I think it's like just before Christmas, he runs off, Bill Hader, the Santa son, runs off. And then they go on a mission to look for him. But yeah, no, Noel is definitely a movie that I would recommend.
Like stories like that, if they can nail it. Because there's only so many ways you can have like a Christmas story based off Santa. So when they make like a new angle on it, it's always cool.
Yeah, this one had a cool angle on it. Like it was really cool. I really liked it. So it's basically it's a family thing, but definitely worth watching.
Mm.
You know what I wouldn't recommend watching? The new Home Alone movie, because that is absolute garbage.
Now, is it genuinely bad, or
I hate it.
Watching it through an adult lens now?
I think because
something that I found is like I really enjoyed the original Home Alone movie, but watching it as an adult, I hate it.
I still like the first one.
Yeah,
the first one's still good. After that, I don't like any of them.
Because for me, it's like he sets up all these, like he knows these crooks are coming to his house, and he sets up all these traps, right?
Yeah.
Like he has all this time to set up all these traps because he knows his house is going to get rolled. Just go to the cops, mate.
Basically, this one, Home Sweet Home Alone, is basically a 2021 version of Home Alone.
Yeah. Okay. So this new one, did they essentially try to copy the formula of the first one, but it just didn't have the charm?
Exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Literally, the only way you can tell this one apart is because it looks better. Like, as in, like, the picture is, like, it's more clear.
Yeah, it's visually better. It's filmed on a HD camera.
Exactly. So, besides that, man, you can throw a rock into a lake and, into a pond and you'll still, like, you won't tell the difference.
Yep.
Yeah. But, like, oh my God, it was a pain to sit through. I don't think I can do that ever again.
Never again. Never to be repeated.
Never to be repeated again.
Well, I feel like I'm sure you'll probably tell me how they did it in the movie, but I feel like movies like Home Alone are also time specific, like based on what year they're in, like, and they wouldn't work the same way set today. Because to me, it's like, how can you have the drama of the Home Alone movie in 2022 when every kid has a smartphone?
That's where the that's where some of the technology comes in place in this movie.
I think that's another topic for a podcast in the future.
Yeah.
Movies that are like product of their time, they wouldn't work today because of technology, but they're amazing for what they were
back then.
Yeah, definitely.
But we're talking in the movie, not making the movie.
Oh, no, in the movie. So, yeah. Like, what I mean is, like, for example, half the pre-mobile phone movie, like, sorry, let me start over. The majority of movies that are set in a time period before mobile phones were commonplace, their plots just wouldn't work if mobile phones were commonplace in that story.
Yeah. So,
That's what I'm getting at.
For example, Forrest Gump. That would not work. Well, because
please explain.
Okay, so Forrest Gump, for example, that's a time period because that, like, pretty much it's just Easter eggs after Easter eggs. Like, you know, so, that, like, the, you had the Apple shares, you had the What's that seafood company that he starts up?
The Bubba Shrimp
one. Bubba Shrimp, that kind of thing. So that's all era period. Like, if you move that forward and use the same technology, I don't think it would work because there's, like, you're not inventing, he's not inventing.
Oh, yeah, no, but he's, like, making references to history.
So that's what I mean.
That kind of, like, wouldn't quite fit into the discussion here.
Yeah. Okay.
But, like, I'm just having a mind blank on an example now. Yeah.
But all good, all good. Save that for, like, when we do
talk about... Not quite the example I was aiming for here, but just something that is coming to my head is, remember in Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man number 2? Where he loses his mask and he's on the train and everyone's like, yeah, we'll keep your secret, bro. You're a hero.
Oh, no.
That scene would not work
now
if it was set today.
No, it doesn't because it's shown on... It's shown in the trailer, the latest trailer, where you see Spider-Man landing in, like, as soon as he's exposed, you see him land and people are out with the cell phone taking photos and trying to get selfies.
Cell phones.
Trying to get selfies and stuff. So, no, totally understand. But back to that Spider-Man thing. I remember I was watching this one. I was listening to this one thing. They were talking about it. They're like. One of the guys was like on the train. He was like, "Oh, we'll keep your secret." And then this guy was like, "Nah." And he pulls out like a flip phone and he, like, it was like a parody kind of thing. And he's like,
"Yeah, for sure."
And he just pulls out his flip phone and the flash just goes off and then.
But even, like, phone culture back then, like, nearly everyone had a mobile phone and half of those phones had cameras, but no one was, like, instinctively, oh, let's snap a photo.
Well, that was...
Like, it wasn't a culture thing.
Yeah.
Like, the way it is now.
Definitely.
Anyway, there's better examples of this elsewhere, but I'm having a mind blank. Christmas movies.
We'll write up a list and go over it.
Yeah.
So that's... Keep that guys in mind. Just remind us. Future
topics.
Future topic. Anyways, Christmas movie. Another one that's really under the radar that I really, really like. It's called Arthur Christmas. It's an anime one. It's a cartoon one. That's a very underrated.
Mm.
Very underrated. I really like
underrated gem.
It's a very good. That's a definitely worth a watch. Definitely worth a watch because it is. It has its moments here and there. It's like, again, sort of on the story what will happen when Father Christmas, like, retires, he's taking over kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so then there's two brothers and it's pretty much like that. But it was... This Arthur Christmas movie, it's very good. It's like tradition versus... This movie you'll like, I reckon. It's tradition versus technology.
I kind of think I know where you're going with this.
But
adding to the list.
Yep, definitely worth a watch because I don't want to ruin anything, but, like, that's the premises of the movie. It's like technology, tradition, which one's the better one? And then because you don't see that in a lot of Christmas movies, it's like it's still, again, Santa with the sled and all that.
Could
kind
Santa
of thing.
Use technology to improve his business operations?
Yeah. Watch Christmas Chronicles because they do talk about that. Watch that. I would say it's a good one. So definitely. Sure. So Christmas Chronicles and Arthur Christmas. I'll highly recommend that you chuck that on the list and maybe watch that on your free time because that is definitely worth it.
For sure.
What about you? Do you have any that you want
to? Wow. Not my favorite, but something just popped into my mind. Remember, I used to have. Probably still have it somewhere. I've got a VHS tape. Elmo Saves Christmas.
Oh my god.
I forget what the whole plot was, but it was something like Elmo stuffs up Christmas for everyone, and he's like, oh, better fix it. And he's got his like reindeer mate.
That's pretty much like every movie that does a Christmas episode.
It's like basically every kid Christmas spin-off movie.
Yeah.
The main character just stuffs up Christmas.
Yeah. Or they try to save Christmas. Or they try to...
Yeah.
You know, they try to prevent someone else from destroying Christmas or something.
Like, mate, just let it be.
You know what I want to watch? Fat Man. It's Mel Gibson.
What, me? Oh.
No, Fat Man. Mel Gibson plays Santa Claus.
What was that? Ah, yeah, Santa Claus.
Yeah.
When was that made?
Like, this year. This year or last year. Movie? That's a new movie. Oh, yeah.
I should look into it.
It's Netflix or something. It's very new. But
I remember
it's,
Mel Gibson.
Hold on.
Seriously?
Oh, there's a new Christmas movie? The Claus Family. Huh. Okay. Oh, it's a Dutch movie. Okay, cool. No wonder. Yeah, I think it's Fat Man. I think that's what it's called.
We should look into some foreign Christmas movies. That might be interesting.
Yeah, so yeah, Fat Man was 2020 last year.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Got to look out for that.
Yeah, yeah. Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson's in that one. It's sort of like a hold on, let's just watch the trailer.
Watch the trailer.
Yeah. So I'll flag this part.
Yeah.
I don't know if you classify it as a Christmas movie, but...
Well, if it's about Santa, probably.
Okay, hold on. Give me a second. let's do screen share. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's playing on my headphones. Why are you playing on my headphones? Let's go with...
Otherwise, I'll just watch it another time, man.
There we go.
Fast and furious.
United States military would like to procure your services.
This is a one-time deal, gentlemen. How are you, Mike? Nicole and the kids are well, I hope. How are you?
Pause it there.
Yeah, I can't
hear it properly, but I've got it. I heard enough. The kid wants to kill Santa, man. Man. Okay, we've got to watch that.
Yep. Yep, definitely have to watch that one.
Yeah, on the list.
Oh, wait, one sec. Sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, man, cool.
That was nuts.
Oh, dude.
Santa.
Fat Man. Anyway, so I think we'll leave it there for today.
All Christmas day. All good.
So Lawrence, Josh messaged saying, do you want to do Back for Blood? But I don't think I've got the energy for that, to be honest.
Awesome.
I'm done for tonight. So, yeah, man, what have you been up to? What have you been reading? Besides Back for Blood, playing Back for Blood, been doing anything else?
Oh, playing Detroit Become Human again.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah, cool. Awesome.
I did the first run as a pacifist.
Yep.
So this run is it's death to all humans now.
Excuse me. Yeah. Oh, nice. Nice. How's it so far?
Cool. You can shoot so many more people than I realized.
That's good.
Very destructive.
Yeah, I've just been playing Pokemon, just finishing that off. Pokemon Shining Pearl. So that's
the new one.
That's the new one. Yeah. So I've just been finishing that off, and pretty much that's it. And then cricket season starts from tomorrow. The Ashes. So I'm gonna be in the TV at work. I'm gonna be watching that as well.
Come on, Aussies.
Let's go. Anyways, mate, where can they find you, buddy?
Oh, I did some testing. It works now for some reason. It wasn't working before, but if you go at t.d.project, you'll find my pages.
Perfect. Done. Awesome. And you can follow Josh as well, even though he's not here. You can follow Josh on all platforms at SquishyJoshy, except for Instagram. I think his Instagram is Squishy_Joshy because some kid took it and doesn't want to give it back to him. So, let's start a petition for that kid to give it back to him. And then you can follow me at SegaSing23, and then you can follow the podcast at MadAboutPop. We've been the map, and good night. Today's episode is brought to you by Surfshark VPN. Click on the link down below for further information.